Welcome back. You'll listen to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Listen to this.
Well, allow myself to introduce myself. My friends, they call me Matt.
Hey, bro.
Let me tell you about the place I live. It's a Scotty Grayland flat. Well, I have no job, but I don't care. The government's got my back. It don't take much to entertain me, because around here it's pretty late.
What are you doing, babe?
I must admit it makes me sick when I have to do the dishes. I feel rage, burning hate when no one does the rinsing. These stubborn saints just won't give in from the bells of hell. They're soap, it burns my skin, my beautiful skin.
That was a taste of Lease, the grand national winner in this year's 48 Hours Film Competition. What's 48 Hours, do you really need to ask? Teams of filmmakers, professional, amateur, it's all the same, register every year for heats held this year in Auckland, Hamilton, Gisborne, Wellington, Christchurch or Dunedin. Each team draws a genre and is informed about the random elements that must be included in their work and must then script, shoot and edit a short film in the 48 hours between 7pm on a Friday and 7pm the following Sunday. Every year there will be tears. After city finals, a national winner is chosen by text voting during a live special on C4. Since it launched in 2004, 48 Hours has become a part of New Zealand's creative culture. And that's a credit to main film dude Ant Timpson, who joins us now to ruminate on another successful year of furious filmmaking. Hi, Ant.
Hello, Russell. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Congratulations on another successful year.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a huge one.
Yeah, I guess the two notable things about the winning entry, one of them is that the Lens Flare team got the genre everyone was dreading, the musical, and completely nailed it. And the other one is that it didn't come through the judging process, but was a Peter Jackson wildcard pick.
Yes, that's actually never happened before. I remember actually at the draw in Auckland when they came up and every time we pull out musical, it's always like, you know, oh, sorry, here you go. And they were like, oh, we're stoked. So instantly it was like, okay, something's up with this team. They're either, you know, musicians or very supremely confident. And obviously they were because they pulled it off. But yeah, Peter, who apparently is not a big musical fan, ended up picking two for the grand final. The other one was from, I think, Friends of Loop in Wellington, called Will She Wait is the team name, and they did a hip-hop musical called Shooting Star, which was pretty good as well. So, yeah, great year for musicals.
And it sort of validates that element of having the Peter Jackson wildcard pick in the first place, doesn't it? And that something can just charge right through the whole process.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there was a lot of sort of, there's always a post-analysis of the competition and people bitching and complaining, and as it, because it's so competitive now, it seems to happen more and more each year, which is great. And I like all that sort of anger that comes out.
You like it? That's,
I do.
Boy,
I do
that's
like
good.
It. What's it? You know, it's the sporting analogies start popping up everywhere about it. But the fact that you know, a wild card's come through, just, you know, there's been calls like maybe the wild cards should only be from, you know, second and third place teams throughout the country, of each, you know, each region. But I think the idea that everyone thinks that their film might be watched by Peter and friends is, you know, it's quite an attractive feature of the whole competition. I'd hate to see that sort of just become, you know, let's just go with what the judges, local judges did, and Peter can choose from one of those. I think let's just keep it really open and a level playing field for everyone.
What else struck you about this year's competition?
I guess it was just the new regions, new cities that were involved. The whole East Cape was kind of cool to see what was coming out of there. I mean, that film stood out like a sore thumb because it was sort of really rough around the edges, but, you know, there was a sort of crazy joyous enthusiasm about it, which really sort of was the heart of the 48 hours. And I think in some ways that spirit has not been, you know, tarnished over the years, but the production levels are so high now and the teams are so competitive and the amount of professionals working on these things, it's kind of nice to see that it is still a backyard filmmaking event in many ways, and that those teams can always make it through to the final.
Yeah, does it worry you that you know, the profile of it is such now that you know, there are all those screen professionals entering, that it might squeeze out the amateur teams?
I think as long as the format stays as it is, I mean, there's, you know, the winners from those smaller regions are always going to get through to the final and still have a chance to make it all the way through, and of course the wild cards balance it all out. I mean, there's been calls to make it just, you know, let's just try and make it the best of the best. But that could just end up being, you know, pretty much an Auckland-Wellington competition, and it wouldn't be a national competition. I think that's part of the whole fun of the of it, that anyone from, you know, some small town down south can have a crack at it. And if it just becomes a big boys elitist sort of club, I think it's going to really, I don't know, it'll lose something. So yeah, we just need to keep those checks and balances, really.
Do you know if people are starting to practice on the off weeks to see if they can hone their 48-hour skill?
Yeah, I know for a fact that there were teams that had run-throughs. But the idea of actually doing this whole thing before the competition and just having a run-through and trying to make one the weekend before is just nuts. But people went to that extent. And there was also people who obviously write, 15 different scripts to cover every genre. And then, you know, there's calls of, you know, cheating. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think any film that has made it through or won any regional final has been a film that's been sort of organized by committee weeks in advance and pre-written, because the idea of, just... innovation and real genuine spontaneity and originality comes through under that intense pressure. You're not going to get consistently good stuff from that, you know, pressure cooker, but the good stuff definitely rises to the top.
Yeah, it does show, though, how seriously people are taking it now. I mean, as you mentioned, our producers, the Down Low concept, won it last year. They're still driving rubbish cars and making budget radio.
But they've also made just a great new short film, though, right. which is what the idea is, that you use the winnings to put back into something that's going to profile you at another level. And
so that's the way that's the form that the leg up's more likely to take. And
yeah,
the prices are pretty good, and they're actually
they are a leg up. They're, you know, it's a, you know, 35,000 plus for this year's winner, 20 grand cash, and the rest in post. That's pretty much a substantial amount to get a short film up and running, and just to keep that energy going with that team and not let them get depressed about trying to raise money. And the 48 hours shows that if you don't have that momentum going, you can just sit around in cafes and talk about making stuff forever. And this is a real injection into getting teams up and running. And in the previous year's winner, Crash Zoom, I know that they're basically the people out of that are developing two TV shows at the moment as well, so, and a feature film, so it definitely is a starting ground for everyone.
I get the impression that the rise of the competition in the last few years is particularly timely, because it looks like the emerging digital media is actually going to focus on short film, you know, on short form programming.
Well, that's the future. I mean, that's the C generation, you know, the content providers. We shortened the duration down to 2 minutes, because I really wanted to get the animation side of it. Used to be 4 minutes when we first started the competition. That's a lot of animation to produce in 48 hours. So now we've gone down to 2, and I think next year we'll go down to 1 and literally open it up, because this year the standard of animation that came in was incredible. And I really think in some ways that is probably going to be the more far-reaching out of all the content. We had a great team this year, Mark Putty, who won the Auckland champs, and I think that their short is probably going to reach a wider audience internationally than the actual winner. And that's nothing against the winner, it's just the nature of how animation can be adapted to a lot of different mediums, and the accessibility is much wider.
And do you think there's something in particular that about the competition that chimes with Kiwi creative culture? And it demands practicality as well as creativity, which seems to be what we're good at.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely looking at the international scene of these sort of types of contests and competitions. It's definitely leagues above in just all round of quality of film and the support of sponsors and everything. And I don't know whether that's down to the number 8 why mentality of the just like everyone gets in there and just, you know, gives it 100-200%. I don't know, you probably get a thesis out of it. But there's definitely, for some reason, it appeals to Kiwis a lot more if you do look at it a per capita basis than anywhere else in the world. And it would be great to maybe hook back into that overseas competition, but we sort of left them behind in a way a few years ago. And it's kind of nice that, now that Jackson's involved, it's just got such huge credibility that I wouldn't mind bringing sort of like an international judging panel in, because I think there's maybe sometimes a local bias in the old judges.
And just finally, you outed yourself in this month's Metro magazine as a terribly busy man who can't delegate. What's on your plate at the moment?
Working a lot less, looking after my wife a lot better than I have been in the past few months, and just sort of maybe taking it easy and bringing some other people on board, and which is going to be a really scary thing because I'm not a big fan of committees, but there's so many fantastic people who really want to help 48 Hours grow, and we've got some good ideas to, you know, how to expand things, and maybe I'll just focus on that and help out and get the odd feature film out there now and then and program for the festival, and that'll be my lot, I think.
We'll look forward to it all.
Thank you, Russell.
And coming up after the break, a really remarkable story of wartime and brotherly love.